Is daf nun ches. We got to the top four lines down. The Gemara has a few different stories about Rabbi Bana. So Rabbi Bana, we spoke about him yesterday. So today Rabbi Bana is going to tell us what happens when you enter into the different caves of the tzaddikim. So Rabbi Bana, having come at Tzayin Marasa, he would mark off where the different caves are and of the base kvaros. And what was the purpose of this? So look at Rashbam says around 10 narrow lines down, Rabbi Bana Adam Gadol V'chashiv Haya Lufikach, and therefore Nitein Lo Rishush Likanes B'Kivrei Tzadikim. He was granted rights to enter into the Kivrei Tzadikim, Aval Acher Lo, somebody else is not allowed to. Kidamrin and Gemara Nechul and Dav Zayin, Gidolim Tzadikim B'Misas and Yosef B'Mechayem, that they're greater after death. So to have an encounter with a tzadik after his death is a much higher level, and only certain people are privy to this. Vaya nichnas b'mach. So that's number one. So they discuss from here that some poskim discuss that not everybody is really permitted to go to kivrei tzadikim, only certain people. Just the pashtus of the Gemara is referring to going in the kever, mamish down below. But many learn that even visiting kivrei tzadikim, not everybody should go. If a person wants to go, they have to go to the mikveh to purify themselves, because if you are not really roy to encounter such a tzaddik, it's very dangerous. So they prove this from this Gemara and this Rashbam. But again, Pashas is Rashbam's referring to going mamish 6 feet below, not on top of the kever. But this is a discussion they have. So what would he do this for? So Rashbam says he'd be going around to be mitzayin in the kever, umodeid midas orchan mibifnim. He'd go inside and measure the length from in, v'acharkach modeid mibichutz kinegden, and then afterwards he'd go up above and measure on outside. He'd make a sid of plaster. This is what Moed Katan talks about, because plaster is white. It reminds you of atzamos, bones. So to remind the person, in this area where it's white, to stay away, this is where a dead body is. And the purpose of all this, says Rashbam, is kidei lahakir makom hatuma, to know where it's tamei, v'lo yaviu taros derech kam. People won't pass the taros over here. Shelo ya lahail al hakever. So there shouldn't be an ohel, tumas ohel, above this area. So he wanted to mark it off so people are aware not to be metamei their taros. Before we go right to look at Tosos, Tosos right on top here, mitzayin marasa, mishum de kever sasum tuma, bokas ve'ole kedamer be'kama duchte. When there's tuma, it goes up to Shemaim, so anybody who passes over, there's tumas ohel. So asks Tosos, v'im tomar, v'ha'ein kivei ovde kochavim metamin bo'el, mishum dein kurin adam, the tuma, the kever of a goy, there's no tuma, because they're not called adam. Ve'afilu rabbanan de pligia Rabbi Shimon. Even the chacham who argue on Rabbi Shimon, who think that there is tumas ohel for a mace of a guy, v'amri de metamim ba'ohel, because makom bekever shelfnei divur, a cemetery that was a grave that was before the divur, namely before Har Sinai, which we're about to talk about Adam and Avram, lo marbela benazir elal in a negia. There's only an issur to touch such a kever. O bekever l'rabos kever shelfnei divur u'mikad de kasev gavi negia mirabi marbilei hasam. So it's coming out here. Tosfos is assuming. We haven't seen the encounters yet, but he's about to encounter Avram and Adam. So what's Tosfos assuming? They're goyim. Avram, and this is before Har Sinai. So what's the concern here? There is no tuma when it comes to the tumas ohel when it comes to the kvarm of a goy. So answers Tosfos v'yesh lomar de Avram nikra Adam. He is called an Adam even though he's a goy. Dichsev ha'Adam ha'gadol. It's a reference to Adam Avram. V'chein Adam Arishon is also referred to as a goy. He is called Adam. So Tos is very interesting. So number one is, you could say, no, what do you mean? Avram had a din of a yid. He had a din of a yid, many hold. Number one. Number two is, they learned from the sugya. There's a discussion in general, very apropos for the upcoming Poland trip. Are kivrei tzadikim metame? Is there any tumah? Can a kohen go visit a kivrei tzadikim? So number one is, you have to decide who's a tzaddik. That's number one. Who decides who's a tzaddik? Just because the guy's a rebbe, does that mean he's a tzaddik necessarily? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But this Gemara indicates certainly Avram was, and Adam also Lachar was a tzaddik. And yet there's a discussion here. There's a concern of having to know where there is tumah. So they prove from the sugya that there is tumah when it comes to kivrei tzaddik. But that, again, that's part of a larger discussion. Okay, so Gemara says now, again, back to the beginning. Rabbi Bana Hava Kametzai Marasa. He would go ahead and mark off where the kvarm were. Kimate l'marasa de Avram, when he got to the kever of Avram, the Maras Machpela. Ashkecha l'Eliezer, Eved Avram, de Kai Kame Bava. He was standing outside the gate. And so the reason why they explain is because, as we said in Rashbam, that only tzaddikim could go visit tzaddikim after misasim. So Elazar was making sure that Eliezer Eved, this is, was making sure that no one who shouldn't be going in is going in. And Rashbam points out here, Ashkechei le'Eliezer ditani b'maseches derech eretz, d'shiva tzaddikim kaimim eshelo meisur. There were six people who never died. V'kachashiv b'hadayu Eliezer Eved Avram. He was one of the seven who never died. He was still alive. So the Gemara says now, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Buna asks Eliezer, my covered Avram, what's Avram doing right now? Amar Lei, Gani bekanfei de Sarah, he's lying down in the lap of Sarah, bekamayini le bereisha, and she's looking at his hair. That's what's going on here. So Amar Lei, zil ema le Buna kai bababi, go tell Avram that Buna is outside waiting. So please grant me permission to enter in. So Amar Lei La'ayil, you could come in. There's no need to ask permission because miyadi yade the yetsah b'hayah meleka. There is no yetsahara. Meaning, Rabbanah was saying, I know it's inappropriate for me to come in right now when they're, let's say, flirting with each other, if you will. It's inappropriate. So let me come in. Tell them to stop so I could come in and measure quickly. To which Avram says, you could, or Eliezer says, come on in. There is no yetsahara in this world that's below 6 feet below. That's what goes on here. So they learn from this as a discussion that the Nemuki Yosef and others say, we see from here that it's inappropriate to show in public Derechiba. Derechiba, it's asur to show. That's why Rabbi Buna was, he was refrained from entering in until he learned that there is no Yetzirah in that world. So they discuss, it's brought down in Ramah, that Derechiba should not be displayed in public at all. The question becomes, what's considered Derechiba, of course? Is holding hands considered Derechiba? That they discuss maybe looking at someone's hair, checking for lice, might be considered derechiba, because that's what was going on here, that she was looking at his hair, it says. So there's a discussion, what's considered derechiba, but whatever is considered derechiba should not be shown in public. So anyways, the Gemara says, Ayil and Ayin v'nafik, he went in, he measured the kever, the maras machpelah v'nafik, and he left. Then, kimati l'marasa d'adam rishon, when he got to Adam Rishon's kever, yot sebaskal, out came a heavenly voice and says, v'amra nistaklas b'demus diyokni, but b'diyokni atma al tistaka. You can look at a image of my image, but my actual image you can't look at. What does this mean? So look at the Rashbam around seven narrow lines up. B'demus diyokni is Yaakov. Daminan Basamach Shufre the Yaakov Main Shufre the Adam Rishon. Yaakov was just a little bit of the beauty of Adam. So that diukni of Demus diukni of Yaakov you can look at. But when it comes to the Demus Atzma, which Rashbam says, Hainu Adam Rishon, Dichsiv, Bitem El Kim Bara Oso, that Adam was as close as you could get to the image of Hashem, that's prohibited from looking at, so you cannot enter in to Adam's kever. So he says, but what do you mean? Bahaba'ina Litsiuna Marasi. He wasn't giving in. I need to measure where Adam's kever is to make sure no one passes over above and metame de taros. So the heavenly voice says, Kimidas achitona kach midas apnimis. Apparently, whatever structure was on the outside, so that's the way it was on the inside. You could trust the outer structure. And Rashbam just says, Kimidas achitona, the last narrow line, Shibba gimel avos vimals. Just like the three Gimel Avos and three of the four Emalos, as we know, Rachel is not buried there. So just like the inside, the outside, just like the inside. It's according to one who thinks there is one house and there's another house inside. It's a plukta exactly whether it was one on top of the other or one adjacent to the other. So either way, whatever the outer structure is like, that's mamish what the inner measurements are like as well. That's what it said.
How could you see the image through the grid?
No, he mamish went in. He went to the Mara. It was a cave.
Oh.
It was a cave, it seems, and it wasn't buried in the ground. That's what it seems like. That's why it's presented. It says a Marasa. So I don't know more than that. Yeah.
Well, Yaakov was embalmed.
Yeah, he was, yeah. So that's also Gemara says, Yaakov Lomais and Warren Tynus. So good question. It was in a Mara, so I don't know. I don't know if he dug him up or was able to see through. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Buna nistakalti b'shnei akevav v'domim l'shnei gilgalei chama." That although he didn't look at the face of Adam, he did see the heels of Adam, and they were similar to two suns, pretty large or powerful or full of light. So then the Gemara says, "Hakol b'shnei sarah kakof." Everyone in front of Sarah is considered like a monkey. B'shnei Adam, like a monkey b'shnei Adam. So that relationship of how we are to Sarah is like a monkey to an Adam. And Sarah b'fnei Chava, Sarah with respect to Chava, is also like kikof b'fnei Adam, like a monkey with respect to Adam. Chava b'fnei Adam, kikof b'fnei Adam. And Chava with respect to Adam, her, you know, that ratio of the beauty, is like a monkey to an Adam. Adam b'fnei Shechina is kikof b'fnei Adam. Right? The relationship of Adam to a Shechina is like a monkey to a man. Alright, this is not indicating there's any type of evolution that we came from monkeys. I don't think that's an indication here at all. Just trying to show the distance we are from the different generations. This doesn't refer to the physical features. It either refers to the spirituality. That's what's being discussed here. Shufra de Rav Kahana. We're going to skip the parentheses. The beauty of Rav Kahana. Again, the spiritual beauty. Main Shufra de Rabbi Abo is just a little bit of the beauty of Rabbi Abahu, and then Shufre de Rabbi Abahu me'ein Shufre de Yaakov Avinu, and Shufre de Yaakov Avinu me'ein Shufre de Adam Harishon. Okay, these are the different relationships of the various Gedolim Amoraim we had in history. Okay, Gemara now says Hahu Amgusha. Now Amgusha is Rashbam says is Mechashif. He was a sorcerer. So Hahu Amgusha to have a chatit shichvei. What he would do is he would dig into the people, the kevers, the graves, and he removed their clothing. And kimati amarasa di Rabbi Tuvi bar Masna, he got to the kever Rabbi Tuvi, and tafse bedikne. So when he opened up, Rabbi Tuvi, who was dead, grabbed onto this mechashev's beard, and he wouldn't let him go. So Asi Abai came along, Amarlei, and he says to Rabbi Tuvi, who again was dead, v'metusi minachai, I plead from you, shavke, please leave him alone. Now, why did Abai come to his rescue? This Amgusha. So Rashbam says, if you look at five wide lines down, it says, Asa Abai v'chuli b'shvil shaya ha'oveid kochavim o'ava. He was a friend of his. Rashbam has to say this, otherwise there's an isser of lo sechanim, there's an isser of matnas chinam. You can't give free gifts. To let him go would be considered free gifts. He should have let him be. Must be that they had a certain relationship. The big discussion in matnas chinam, I was talking to someone recently, there's a brought down in the Magen Avraham. If a person, let's say, is in an inn, and he's benching, and he says, Kol Mesumen Kaner, everybody here in the house, so let's say there are non-Jews in that room, you cannot include them. You have to say, Kol HaBnei Bris or something, Mesumen Kaner, you have to exclude the goyim, because there's an issur to give a matnas chinam, a bracha, to somebody you don't know, would be a violation of matnas chinam. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Makiro, if you recognize him, so even though you can't give gifts, but if you recognize him, you could give a tip. You give a tip to the mailman, to the UPS guy, whoever. You give a tip to a waiter. If there's someone who you recognize who did a service to you or is going to give a service down the line, in Makiro, that would be permitted. So Rashbam is trying to explain, Lechora, why he was able to save this Mechashef, assuming he was a goy, because he must have had a relationship with him. He's considered Makiro, in which case a matnas chinam is permitted. Okay, it happens a lot. Maybe as a doctor, maybe Dr. Simai knows this. When I was treated for my appendicitis, so there was an Indian doctor afterwards. He said, could I give him a bracha? He should continue to practice for many, many years. So am I allowed to do that? It's a bracha or a tefillah. So the answer is, in Makiro, you're allowed to, because he gave you he did a procedure to you. He did something for me, so I could give something back to him. But if it's a random person who you don't know, then unless there's an issue of Darchei Shalom, one would not be able to give a bracha. Okay, find the Gemara now says, where are we? Okay, so then Shana Achrisi, the Amgusha wanted to try his luck one more time. This next year, Hadar Asit, he went back to that same kever of Rav Tuvi Bar Masa, and Topsi Bedikne held on to his beard, and Asa Bai came back and tried pleading for him to let him go, and Lo Shavke, he didn't let him go. So Ad Daisi Misapra Vigazi Ledikne, until he cut off his beard, and Rav Tuvi is just still holding on to that beard, and finally this guy hopefully learned his lesson. Okay, unclear why Abai had such a relationship with such an individual, but it must have been a neighbor of some sort.
He was there, he came with him.
Okay, yeah, he was coming. I can't imagine he was coming with him to steal the clothing.
Otherwise, how would he get
to... He was calling, he lived next door to the Beis Kfaros. He lived next door to the Beis Kfaros. Why would Abai be in the Beis Kfaros with this mechashe for stealing clothing? I don't know. It could be he was there for a couple of days, and Abai's like, where's my neighbor? And he said...
Why is he stealing clothing also?
He wanted, I'm not sure, money? What was it?
The spiritual.
Oh, yeah, okay. He was Mechash. It must be something to do with that. Yeah, there's a Shadim or something on it. He wanted to get these. Fine. Gemara now says, Ahu d'amr luhu chavita d'afra l'chad b'rai. The guy says to people, to his family, Chavisa da'afra, this jug of dirt is l'chad bari, to one of my sons. Chavisa de garmi, a jug of bones, is the chad brayz to another son of mine. And chavisa de udra, and this chavis of muchen is a cloth, is the chad brayz to another son. So no one knew what exactly he was talking about. Rashbam said he was speaking there a chachma in a very in a wise, hidden way, so people shouldn't understand that he was a wealthy individual. You have many times, not many, but there are sometimes people who are very wealthy don't like to show it. So it came time he was about to die. He wanted to, in a hidden way, be merames to his children what parts of the properties they're going to get. So lava yodi my kamri, the children no idea what he was talking about. So asked the kamri the Rabbi Bana, who, as we know now, is quite a adam gadol. So he asked him for an interpretation of the tzava from their father. And Amar Lui says, Ishlecha ara, does he have land? Amar Lein, yeah, he has property. Ishlecha chiyusa, does he have animals? In, yeah, he has animals. Ishlecha bistarki, does he have a begadim? And they said, yeah, Amar in, he has that. That's what he said. He says, the chavisa de afra, the jug of dirt, that's referring to the land. The jug of bones is referring to the animals. And then the jug of the cloth is referring to all the begadim. And that's the tzava, that was the tzava of the father. How gavra de shamil devesa de ka'amri libarta, a certain man heard his wife saying to his own daughter, Amai lo tznius b'yusur, why are you not hiding the isur that you're involved with? If you're doing yusurim, at least be tzanu about it. Hach isa asar b'nei isli, this woman, referring to herself, this is the guy's wife, I have 10 children, v'lesle me'uvucha elachad, and only one is your father's. I have 9 other children who didn't come from your father. So, but I'm tzanu about this. So you too, she's giving good advice to her, her daughter, who's a mezana as well. Don't be so public about your acts. Because Kishachav, when the father died, who he had 10 sons, but really only one of them was his, Amar Lahu, he says, Kol nichsai l'chad bara, all my property goes to one son. So l'yod l'hu minayu, they didn't know which was the son that deserves it. He didn't know who his own son was. So, also l'kam b'dir b'na, they went to Rabbi B'na, again, he was like the Shlom HaMelech of the time, he answered all the questions. So they went to Rabbi B'na, and Amar Lahu, he says, Zili chavuta kavra davuchen, so go hit the kever of your father, ad dekoi, u'megalilchun, so he stands up and megalilchun, the exposer tells you, l'hu minayichu, which one is going to be.
So,
once he's in the Olam HaEmes, he knows it. Yeah, Lechor, he knows everything that goes on there. So, anyway, so they went. Shavkei Azul Kula Hahu Debra Haver Lo Azul. So all of them went. They wanted to find out who's going to get it. And the one son didn't go. So Amar Lahu, he says, Kula Nichsei Dehai. So all of them are this one boy who didn't go. Why didn't he go? Why was it an indicator? So I guess the point probably he had this, you know, it was disrespectful to go, and he was felt that connect. That's what they say. So the other ones didn't care, even though no one knew, but they had a certain sense. So that one boy had a sense it's inappropriate to do this. Must be he was connected to this father because this was his father, and he gets it. So Ozli, Achli, Kurtza. So they all went and they ate. Kurtza, Rashbam says, is Hilshinu Alav. They actually told on this one boy. They were all jealous that this is a large amount of property and only one of the brothers are getting it. So here, Malshin Beimalka, they told on him. And they said, Amri, Ika Gavra Chad Bihudai. There's a certain Jew. They call Mapik Memona, Mianchi, Belo Sadi, Belo Midi. He takes money from people without any witnesses, without any proof, referring to Rabbi Benar. Rabbi Benar said, this is the test. So how could you say this is the one son without any proof? So Asher Chavshua, they took Rabbi Buna and they threw him into jail. And Alza Devesa, so his wife came along, Amr Lahu, she says to them, Of the Chad Havali, so I have one Eved, and Paskla Resha, that they cut off his head, Upashta and Pashula Mashchei, and they had removed his skin. V'achli Bas, and they eat the flesh. V'kamali Beimaya, and they use the skin to hold water. Umashke Bei Lechavre, and they give the water to drink to all the bnei yeshiva. V'lo ka yavli demei v'lo agri, and they didn't pay me any money for anything. Everything they took or the eved that they killed, and they didn't hire me. They didn't pay me rent for using the skin of the eved. So liyada my kamri, they had no idea what she was talking about. So Amri, they said nisi la'achach mi dihudai. So they said, let's go ask the wise Jewish men v'lema, and so then he'll tell us. So Karyula Rabbi Bana. Rabbi Bana was in jail there, so he was asked to come forward. Amar Lahu, he says to them, Zarnuka Amar Lahu. She's referring to a what do you call it?
Request.
a flask of some sort. I was thinking of a different word, a canteen. I think it's a canteen of made of skin. And Amr Luchu, so they said, Amr Luchu, they said that what? Amr Luchu, that's what she's saying to you. Fine. So Amr Yahal, the Chacham Kulihai, since you are so smart, Lisa Ababa Venidandina, you should sit in the front gate in the Shar, in the city, and you should judge everybody coming in. So he saw that written on the doors, the entrance to the city, it says, "Kol Dayan de Miskari Ladin Lo Shmei Dayan." Any judge who is called to a din Torah that he himself is being a tovei against, so then he's not called a Dayan, because a Dayan has to be someone who's trustworthy, who there's no fighting with, and he gets along with everybody. Once he's been summoned to din, someone wants, he stole money, they're claiming he's no longer a Dayan. Rabbi Buna says to them, Elamiata, that's the case, Asa Inish Ma'ama. Some random person comes out of nowhere. Umazmin Ladina, Pasle. Some guy says and makes a claim that this Dayan owes me money. He makes up the whole case. So that's enough to disqualify a person from being a Dayan? Ella, what it should say is, Kol Dayan de Miskar Ladin Umafkin Mine Mamona Bedin Laoshme Dayan. Only if the verdict is that he's guilty. So then he should lose his post as being a Dayan. But simply being summoned to din, we can't trust every claim that comes through. So therefore, Kasvi Hachi, they change the statement over the gate and says, Baram, even though we said any Dayan who's summoned to din, Baram, the truth is, Sabid Yudai, the elder man, the Jewish man, he would say that Amri Kol, he would say, Kol Dayan de Miskar Ladin Umafkin Mimine Mamona Bedin Lav Shmei Dayan. What the new statement said of this city was, every judge that was called the din and money was taken back from him that he stole, that person is no longer called a dayan. Chazi d'ksiv birosh kol masa. Then he saw the head of every city, the entrance to every city. It says, ana dam birosh kol chayin. Ana dam birosh kol chayin ana chamar. So what is the kol musa ana? Every death. Dam Mirosh. Dam is the source of all death, and Kochain, all life, Agar Chamer, wine, is the source of all life. So El Meata, is that really true? Denafel Meigra Omeis, Videnafel Bedikla Omeis, the guy falls off a tree, falls off a roof, he dies because of Dam Akatle, Dam killed him? That wasn't true, the impact killed him. Visu, Min Didarche Lemimis Mashkile Chamer, a guy who's about to die, you give him wine, the Chai is going to live, that's the antidote to every illness? That's not true. Ela hachi by lemichtav. What should be written is Birosh kol marin, the head, the number one of all illness, not death. All illness is on Adam Birosh. That blood is the source of most of the illnesses, not deaths, illness. And kol asvin, most remedies, or all remedies, on a chamar, that wine is good for all remedies. It doesn't save a person always, it doesn't bring life, but it's a remedy for most illnesses. So therefore they had tweaked their statement and said, Baram, but Sabid Yudai, the elder of the Jews, Amri Birosh Kol Marin on Adam, Birosh Kol Asvan on a Chamar.
Sounds like the whole story with the women and the kids, not Jewish.
It might be Jewish. It's possible, because they were telling on him. It's possible that was the case.
It sounds like the whole town was not Jewish.
Okay, so then Ba'asa Diles Chamar, Taman Mitabin Simanim. And a place where there is no wine, so then you have to look for a simimonim for different type of herbs and medications and stuff. That's the second best to drinking wine. Okay, then ksiva pischa de kupatkia. It's written at the entrance of what's a kupatka? What do they say this means?
Turkey.
What?
Turkey.
Turkey. It's called Turkey. That's what it is. Turkey. Yeah.
Place that's in Turkey.
Okay. It said anfik anbik antal. The Ezu Antil Zeh Revi Shatara. What's going on here? So look at the Rashbam for some explanation. Rashbam says around 10 narrow lines down, Ksiv Apischa de Kiputkaya. Milsaban Fe Nafshe, he is a separate statement here. Vagav Gro Nasva, just comes along similar types of discussions of, you know, opening lines to the cities. Lilmod B'nei Ha'ir Misham, Kasvu Shashlosha Shemos Halalu Midas Achasim. These three terms are really all the same. They're different ways of saying a revius. It can either be called Anpak and Agvag and Antil. They're all called, this is the name of a revius. V'nafkamina is Lamekach HaMemkar. If a guy says, I'll sell you this amount, whatever language he uses, he means reviews. All right, this is a lesson. If you're going to enter into Turkey, be familiar with the different terms they use for various measurements. So the Gemara says, Rashbam says, Revius Shatara, so just very appropriate for the upcoming days of Pesach, he says, Revius Halug Dainu Beitu Mech. So a Revius is a egg and a half, that's the size. Umishim Darba Kosel Shal Pesach Shiurin Revius. Because I'm not sure why he's using that as an example. There are many times we have Revius come up, but when it comes to Dal Kosel, we know you need to have a Revius for each cup. They found in a smachta that midal l'shona gula ha'amurim b'parsha v'tzeisi v'galti v'kachti v'veisi. L'fikach karle revius shel Torah. That's why it's called revius shel Torah, because even though it's not really dal kosos, isn't really a din daraisa, but still, since it's in a smachta mina Torah, they call it a revius shel Torah. That's how the Rashbam explains it. V'chein revius shel yayin l'nazir halach Moshe b'Sinai. So all the revius that we have, it's all really halach Moshe b'Sinai or in a smachta. There is no din revius in a Torah. So Rashbam is struggling with why does the Gemara call it revius shel Torah? We don't have revius on a Torah level, so that's why he's explaining that either it's a derbanan that has a smachta in the Torah, or it's perhaps revius of nazir, that nazir would be which is halach Moshe b'Sinai, which is kind of close to being written in the Torah. Okay, we're good. Now we're back to Chazaka stuff. Nice little break. So Gemara now says as follows. Marzev ein lo chazaka. What's a marzev? A gutter. A gutter has no chazaka, but it's important to know that's referring to a small gutter. And v'yesh l'makoma chazaka, but its location, we'll see in the Gemara, does have a chazaka. Hamaschila, which is a large gutter, yesh lo chazaka, that does have a chazaka. And the reason for this is because a small gutter, your neighbor doesn't mind so much, he'll be, it won't be makbid. But since he won't be makbid, so therefore it can't create a chazaka. Chazaka is only if it's done in the face of a potential macha. So a small gutter, I won't mind, so I'm not going to protest it. But a big gutter, that's going to be an eyesore, and if you leave it there, it's going to affect the water also flow into my property. If I don't protest for 3 years, or for whatever amount of time, that will be considered a chazaka. Now this whole discussion, the Mishnah is referring to chazaka of tashmishin, not chazaka of owning property, but the ability to use, to have my gutter drain into your property, or into this area. That's the chazaka of tashmishin. So there is a machlok is whether or not this type of chazaka requires a taina or not. We know, kol chazaka she'eini mataina eino chazaka. What about, that's the chazaka of cheskas gimel shanim. What about a chazaka of tashmishin? So Rashbam says here, that when it comes to chazaka of tashmishin, he says that you do not require a taina, but Tosas early in the Masechta paskins that you do require a taina for this type of chazaka. So again, when it comes to a marzev, a small gutter, that doesn't require, that is not a chazaka because people don't mind. But a maschel, a large gutter where neighbor would mind, so then it would become a din of a chazaka. Then the Mishnah says sulam hamitzri, which is a small ladder a guy may place on his property. I'm using your land to get to my roof. I'm putting the ladder on your land. That's not a chazaka because it's small. It doesn't really bother my neighbor. But Lutsuri, which is a bigger sulam, that's a much larger ladder, yesh la chazaka, you should have protested had you seen me place this very large ladder on your property. Chalon ha-mitzvus, if I open up a window, ain lo chazaka, because a mitzvus is a small window. But Lutsuris, if it's a larger window, the yesh la chazaka, that is considered a chazaka. Then the reason for a chazaka is the ability to look into your property. So, you know, watching your field or your gina, things like that. The small window, you can't really see much, I'm not bothered. But it's a big window where you see all my activities in the yard, so I'm going to be bothered, I could protest about you closing the window, and I don't, that will generate a chazaka. So then the Mishnah says, Ezi chalon hamitzis, what's a small window, an Egyptian window? Kol she'en roshel shel adam yachol likanis latoch. It's small that you can't stick a guy's head through. It's very tiny, that's called a mitzri, a chalon mitzis, and that is not going to be, cannot create a chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh milabein, afa pishen rosho, shel adam yachol likanes latocha, harizu chazaka. If it has a window frame, it seems like, even though it's very small, but it does have a frame, so that would be considered a, you can create a chazaka on that type of window. So Gemara wants to know now, my marzev, what's a marzev, this this a gutter, ain lo chazaka, but the yesh lo koma chazaka. You don't have a chazaka on the marzi, but the place has a chazaka. So Amar Rav Yehud Amar Shmuel, Hachi Kamar. The Mishnah is saying as follows. Hamarzev ain lo chazaka miruach achas, but the yesh lo koma chazaka mishay ruchos. I mean, this gutter, I cannot force the water into your property this way. So you could say, maybe I could divert it elsewhere. So I have a chazaka, I could have this gutter on my property. Now where it's being directed towards, that's where it does not have a chazaka, but you have to pick. You as a neighbor, you could decide, you want this part of your land getting the water, or you want that part of the land water. That's what it means, I have a chazaka, I definitely could have it somewhere, but ain't no chazaka in that, I can't keep in the same direction. You could tell me to alter the water flow. That's what Shmuel understands this Mishnah to say. Comes along Rabbi Chanina Amar, Hamar Zev Ein Lechazaka, Shim Haya Aruch Mikatzro, Bavyesh Lim Kama Chazaka Shim Bala Okro, Ein Okro. What it means is that I know Chazaka, if it's long, he can make it shorter. He wants it to be a closer part of the property as opposed to going deep into his property. He can make it shorter. But to completely uproot the gutter, that's not fair. I already have a chazaka on the shtamshus, and that you cannot make me entirely remove this gutter. So that's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina. So then the Gemara says, then there's shitas Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba Amar, Hamar Zev Ein Lo Chazaka, Shim Rotsu Livnos Tachtav Bona, Bavieshlam Kama Chazaka, Shim Bala Okro Ein Okro. What it means is if you want, you could build below it, the owner of the property, say he could build a structure below that marzev, even though it might affect some of the water flow, I guess, from above, but you cannot make the owner completely remove it. So look at the Rashbam to explain what's going on in this last shita here. Rashbam in the last three lines says, Shim Rotsa Bala Chatzir Livnos Tachtav Bone Binyano Ad Shemegila Marzev. So I have the a gutter in my house, and you have the chatzir. It's your property. Now, you don't want the water coming in, but that's part of the deal we have. The water's flowing into your property, so you're the baal chatzir. So now you want to build a structure below the marzev. If you could build up until the gutter. For the matzi tan baal hagag, I, the owner of the roof, the gutter, can't say, kechad achziki v'makum ha-marzev achziki nami v'mashitachtav. Just like I have the ability to have my gutter hang over, I also get the airspace below, and you can't build in this airspace. We hear from here, we learn from here, not true. You have no rights to the building space, you have rights to letting your gutter empty out there. But to build, I can't stop you from building. This is your property. You paid for it, you pay the real estate taxes, you build it.
So
that's what it means.
The house exactly by the borderline.
That's what it seems like.
And his roof is right by the borderline, and his gutter is sticking into the other guy's space.
Exactly, exactly. So the balcha, if it happens for a period of time, so then you didn't make a taina, so now I've got the rights to continue to let my water.
If it's a small one, he doesn't have. Because it's here it calls the one that he doesn't have. Marzev, he doesn't have a chazaka.
No, the marzev doesn't have a chazaka, but it has a mekomo. I mean, you can never make me remove a small gutter. You can make me, but I could make me adjust it or make it smaller.
But we're talking about the one that goes like on the. We're talking that's the gutter or leader. What is that?
No, the gutter is the one on the top. The leader that brings it down,
right,
I believe.
So this is a gutter.
I'm not.
How could you move a gutter? A gutter, it has to be. Next
no,
to the
it's
roof.
Possible that what I'm using
I
for gutter and leader.
The exit of the gutter, probably. Is
it, it could be. Is even referring to a leader? Also, even though I'm saying gutter, it could right. be a leader. But there's a small leader and there's a big leader. So right. a small leader, so that you can never make them remove the leaders or gutters. But you can make it adjust. That's what it means. Ain lo chazak, you could adjust it, either make it shorter or redirect it or to build below it. But you can never uproot it. As opposed to maschela, this is a large gutter, a large leader, that you cannot make me adjust at all. So these are the three opinions of how to understand that marzev ain lo chazaka, but yesh lim koma chazaka. Let's just go to the top of Nun Tes, a few lines down, and then we'll stop there. The Gemara says Tanan. The Mishnah tells us that a maschela Yesha chazaka. This large gutter or large leader, it has a chazaka. So Bishma, I understand, Laman Damar Hanach Tarti Shapi. The one who said the other two make sense. Which other two? The two of either making it shorter, what comes maschela, you can't make it shorter, or redirecting it, a maschela, you can't redirect it. So that makes sense how to read the flow of the Mishnah. But Elo Laman Damar, the third opinion, Shem Ratu Livnos Tachta Bona, Mainafka Lamina. But if the one who says that you're allowed to build below the small gutter, the marzev, you should also be able to build below the maschel, the large one as well. Why do I have the right of taking your airspace? Of okay, I could have my water dump into your chatzer, but to also dictate to you that you can't build below my area? So by marzev, we said you can't build. You're allowed to. The chatzer can build below the marzev, but why when I have a maschel because it's larger, I could stop you from building in your own chatzer? So Gemara says yes. Because we're talking about a large gutter or leader system that has a made of bricks. And de amar le lo nichle de tisra ishtai. It's not what we have where their gutters just hanging from the roof, but some type of building structure. I don't know what that is. If you start to build something on your property, you're going to weaken my whole maschela. All these stones. Maybe it's viewed as one of those, what do you call those water, carry the waters across?
Aqueducts.
Maybe aqueducts where they're, you know, where it's built out of a structure, having the water flow down. So if you start building a structure next to my aqueduct, you're going to shake my whole property. It's going to ruin it. But if you're referring to a large gutter or leader that's just hanging over your property, which is not a binyan, it's just some aluminum poles or something, then it seems that would be permitted. Then he would, the Baal HaChatzer, would be able to build a structure below even the maschela. Okay. We'll stop here. Again, now these things don't have much to do with our properties.
As long as the guy didn't complain for the first 3 years.
Exactly. If you complain right away.
If you complain right away, the guy has to.